People used to give me hate on my social media, and it was pretty hard to tell people that I'm a model because according to them, only thin girls can be a model. And when I got my first job, the designer told me how ugly I am just because I couldn't fit in size media. Even if someone says me, I'm fat, I'm like, okay, no problem. You wanted body positivity on your set, you took me.
Hi, Jeevika.
Hi, how's it going? Tell me how it feels to go through all this process. Hints.
There's no need to be like hinty about it. Our podcast is where we're like raw and real about everything.
So what is the big change?
The big change is that I am getting married. It's a big change. It's really exciting. It's super fun. It's really nerve-wracking. What has kept me sane and not let me go into being 24/7 bridezilla, even though I was bridezilla. Jeevika can tell you about this privately.
I'm not complaining.
Not publicly. Yeah. But what kept me sane was, you know, the philosophy of Livaste was just enjoy the moment and you're here. And like, who cares if your lehenga for tomorrow hasn't come yet?
Or if you forget your dance moves. Well, we're always rushing to reach the next phase of our lives. It's almost unreal to think of how badly we want to grow up and when we were young and how badly we want to go back to being kids again now that we are here.
I know, it's crazy, right? Like, I wish I could rewind, go back to like being so carefree and chill and just, you know, not have any sort of responsibility. And now suddenly you have so much more responsibility. It's crazy.
Yeah, I think that's what Livaste tries to teach us also. And we have a hard time and we sort of try to find peace with it every day that, yeah, it's beautiful to go back to your childhood, but it's also beautiful to just admire the change and live in the present.
That's true. I think it's a different kind of joy that you experience through every phase of life. And this is definitely a very joyful phase.
And every time we say joy, childhood comes to our mind. And that is why a new collection also celebrates our childhood.
Right. You know, we're having people come on and share all their favorite childhood memories, their impactful moments, things like that. And we love it. And we would like to hear about your childhood memories as well, guys. So please tag us in them. Let us know about them. Tweet them to us, whatever you want. But we have someone cool joining us today.
Yeah. Today we have someone very sassy. She's a model and a content creator who created ripples in the fashion industry after she became the face of Sabyasachi's inclusive bridal campaign.
Oh my God, I remember this. I'm so excited. She's absolutely stunning. Those curves are gorgeous. Let's call Apurva on to the podcast.
Yep, Apurva Rampal, who's taken the fashion industry by storm. Bringing her in. Hi, Apurva. How are you?
Hi.
Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Apurva, you are the infinite girl with curves. Tell me about this bio. That is so strong. You've just bolted it out and put it on your Instagram.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Why are we not just a girl and why are we girl with curves?
So actually, I need to say it loudly because nowadays our fashion society has been, I would say, is not taking us the way they should take us. I would like to say is fashion is not all about size. It's more than size. And we should really consider that style has no size. And no matter what shape or size you are still even more beautiful than that. So that's why.
Yeah, you've just put it out there and I absolutely agree with you. In fact, we also build a size inclusive brand and our brand should only be called a brand. But I don't know why we have to say the word that we're size inclusive because clearly it's not obvious when brands are out there. They are not
exactly
taking into consideration that this is a given thing. So that is so true that you have to put it out there because that's... That's how bold you have to be about it.
Exactly.
And tell people that it's about all sizes. It's not just about being a girl or being that one small size. And Apurva, you've been one of the very lucky few people who has been heard. And why I say that is because you've done campaigns for so many good brands and big designers. So how did that make you happen? Was it through Instagram? Were there other ways? Did you have to struggle a lot more than your, let's say, a size zero model, which is like always in high demand?
Actually, I started my career 3-4 years back, and it wasn't easy. I would say I was the first plus size model, and it was pretty hard to tell people that how this thing works. And according to fashion, they always considered, and they always still think, some of them, that only thin girls can be a model. And it was pretty hard. People used to hate, spread hate and comment hate on my post. And a few brands which I worked with them, when I went to the set or on the shoot, they used to call me ugly because I didn't fit the conventional body type requirement. And it's still hard sometimes, but now it doesn't dampen my spirit. So it's been a nice journey. And I would say I've worked for a very known brands and designers, but it was hard to tell people. And it sometimes it's still hard to tell designers or raise our voices that we are beautiful no matter what shape or size we are. And if we see 90% of the population of India are having a women that have plus size bodies, even in our homes, our moms, our sisters, our grandparents, they are also plus size. So yeah, and it's still hard to tell people.
How did you get your first break? How were you able to say that, hey, you know what, this is the real size, like you guys are all staying in your own world, but I've arrived and I'm here to stay?
So I would say, Nega, my agency has helped me in this, helped me a lot for this. They used to push me to the client. They used to send my pictures. They used to convince clients that you should consider something like this. You should take something like this. And in initial stages, people used to shoot with us. But what I used to feel, just for the sake of market, they used to do it. Just for the sake that they need to put out there that they are also size inclusive brands. But Inega has helped me a lot in this. They have pushed me. They have done a lot of work on me. They have given me so much. So my first break was through Inega only. And now that I've done Sabyasachi, Masaba Gupta, it's all because of them. Because I've created my profile so strong that the designers are ready to take me. But if we see, if I wouldn't have done that, we would have been still struggling to tell people that we are somewhere, we are something.
Wow, that's amazing. And how did you find Inega? Then let's take a step back, because I'm sure there's so many women who are listening and they want a breakthrough as well.
So I always wanted to be a model, but I wasn't thin and I wasn't, as I said, conventional body type. I didn't have that. But my family was very supportive and they always wanted me to be a model because I had a great height. And then my father, you pushed me a lot. Then I used to search about modeling, how to get modeling, how to do modeling. Then one day I found Inega agency. Then I was back 3-4 years. I was in Delhi. I'm from Delhi, but I've shifted to Bombay now for work. So I went to Inega and they were interested, but they were also not sure, but because there was no market for us. So they told me 3-4 months it will take for us to build your market. And then I was with some other agency before Inega, but that didn't, you know, fit me or didn't match my vibe. I didn't get much work. I would say I didn't get any work for almost 1 year. Then I moved back to Inega and then it has been a great experience and a great journey.
That's amazing, Apoorva. And I think while you give the credit to the agency, I mean, high credits to you to keep going and finding the right partner that matches your vibes. Because a lot of people would give up by not getting work with the first person they get associated with. But you've just bounced back and so many beautiful, beautiful pictures that we can see on your Instagram. How did your gram grow and like, where did this revolution come from where you're like, okay, you know what? I'm going to just put all my work out there and keep it going and make it public. Because a lot of people lack that confidence or even that consistency to keep putting your work out there as well.
Yeah, actually I wasn't, if you know the reels are making a big, so great market, but I wasn't active on making reels. But after I did Sabya, I've got so much love. My followers increased overnight to 30,000, and it was like I didn't expect anything like that to happen to me. Then Sabya Sachi, he pushed me so much. He used to motivate so much. He used to say me every day on the set. He used to say me, you're so beautiful. You are that, you are this. He used to motivate me so much that I felt on that shoot, I felt that I am what I am. And I don't need anyone to tell me who I am. So that's how I started growing my Instagram. That's how I started growing my journey through Instagram. Because now that I've seen people spread love, people give me love after I did Sabya. And because of Sabya, I am growing my Instagram and I've been active on Instagram.
Apurva, tell me about your sort of relationship with your own body. While we women are super bold and, you know, we go out there and we are now out there. There are a lot of women out there just like you who speak openly about their body and how they like it. But have you ever faced that lack of comfort with your own body? If so, why?
Yeah, I would say, I would always say, be kinder to yourself. The world is bigger than you think it is, and your worries aren't as important as you think they are. So just be you. Don't worry if you look different or feel you look different from most of the other people. There is much more to you than what others see on the surface. And I would say we feel confident. Nowadays, people think we are confident because of around our surroundings. If people judge us, if people call us beautiful, then only we feel beautiful. But for me, I would say you don't need any, you know, what we say. You किसी की आपको आई मीन जरूरत नहीं है बोलने की कि आप सुंदर हो. आपको खुद से होना चाहिए कि यू शुड फील यू आर कॉन्फिडेंट, यू आर ब्यूटिफुल. यू डोंट नीड एनीवन टू टेल यू. सो इट्स ऑल इनसाइड यू. सो यू नीड टू बी काइंडर टू योरसेल्फ. द वर्ल्ड इज वेरी मच बिगर देन यू थिंक यू आर. एंड इट्स नथिंग लाइक दैट यू आर नॉट ब्यूटिफुल जस्ट बिकॉज यू आर प्लस साइज और यू आर शॉर्ट इन हाइट और यू आर dusk you are your fair. I've been called fair and I've been called that I won't get much work because I'm fair. And in India, you don't get work if you're fair. And I'm like, theek hai, but what should I do? And I've been doing, I used to
get... You know, it's hilarious you said that because I have spoken on this podcast with models who said they didn't get work because they were dark. So you're like, who's getting work if I'm...
Who's getting work? Exactly. I've been sitting in June, July heat I was so stupid. I used to sit in summers in June, July just because I thought ki main kali ho jaungi. I went to Paris to bring creams ki main kali ho jaungi. Ki mujhe ab kaam milega. So it's just because ki hamari society, our environment, people around us judge us, and those people who judge us, they bring us down and we feel demotivated, we feel less confident. So we should not listen to them. We should always listen what's inside us.
That is so true. And Apurva, I think when we were kids, there were no such preconceived notions. Like,
exactly.
All these things are part of just us growing up. When we were kids, you would have like different kind of kids in school. Everyone would look different and we were still happy, played together, and there were no preconceived notions. And now as we grow older, I don't know if we're wiser, but we are pinpointing things which are of actually no relevance in the bigger scheme. Tell me, is there a childhood memory that has really stayed with you? And or talk about like maybe your favorite childhood memories that you wish you can bring back and do that as an adult also.
So I've been in a joint family and my family has been very supportive towards me to let me do whatever I want to do. So there is nothing that I have to go back and I wanted to do it again. But I would say there is nothing that has been like in it. But for me, from initial stage of my career, just like I told you earlier, people used to give me hate on my social media. And it was pretty hard to tell people that I'm a model. Because according to them, only thin girls can be a model. And I was a freelancer 3 years ago. And when I got my first job, the designer told me how ugly I am. Just because I couldn't fit in size medium.
Oh my God.
So on this set, on the shoot, in front of 100 people, she told me how ugly I am. And
did you ever, let's not name the designer, but did you ever cross paths with this designer?
Yeah, I've been working with her now.
What?
Yeah, I've worked with her for now, I think thrice. Yeah, thrice I've worked with her.
Wow.
She called my manager and she was like, "Kitni ugly hai aapke model. She is not fitting in our clothes. What's wrong with her?" And once a brand called my manager and he was like, she doesn't know how to laugh.
She doesn't know how to smile.
And are there rules to how to laugh and smile?
Exactly. So she sent me back from the shoot halfway, half shoot. She sends me back and she was like, you don't know how to laugh. You go back, you can't be a model. And I was like, there's no rule to laugh. There is nothing to pose something like that. Ki aapko hasna hi aana chahiye, aapko rona aana chahiye, aapko aisa aana chahiye. And I've been through that. So I wish I could go back to that time and I could tell them there is nothing like that. And I feel nowadays that I've been seeing girls, young girls have been trying to be a model and they must be facing all of this. They must be facing. I've been getting DMs. I still get DMs of people telling me that this designer, this brand told me this or that. But I wish I could tell them this won't bother you in a few years. This won't matter to you.
That
so,
is
yeah.
an amazing message though. What you're saying is like, it's all passé. And I think your ultimate revenge is also beautiful that you're working with the same designer.
Same designer I've been
who dismissed you for certain things because that designer did not feel...
Exactly.
Was appropriate for her brand. Which is so interesting that it's almost comical you are working with the same person again. This is so cool. Tell me, Apurva, are there times when, you know, all this gets to you while you're such a positive person and we're talking about all the great things and that you've been able to sort of crash the ceiling and break through the norms that are out there, whether it's body positivity and the most amazing thing I've heard on this podcast, which is that you're too fair. I don't think I have ever heard that before. And that's,
I used to apply cream just to get dusky or something like that, but it didn't affect me. I just got acne and nothing else.
And this is like the biggest awakening that there are people who are struggling in a country that is obsessed with fairness, where even, you know, there is no grass green on any of the sides as per you.
One of the brand even told me I should get braces done. No, matlab mujhe bilkul bhi mere daanton mein koi problem nahi. She just told me, you should get braces done because it's a high fashion thing. I was like, braces mein kaun sa high fashion and what's high fashion according to you? Cup slip braces are the high fashion thing in this.
They wanted braces for the campaign?
No, just for life, for my career. Something different would look nice. Something different would get you more work.
Yeah, I think, especially the fashion industry is so unforgiving, right? Like you have to be perfect and that perfect definition could be different for different people.
Different people. Exactly.
Different lives that you cross and everyone feels this inherent need to kind of give you advice.
Exactly.
Which is, and I think that's one of the primary reasons why we started asking also because we were done with the industry standards, whatever standard fashion industry was setting. There is no Bible for this. So how are we going by the books and saying that, hey, you need to be a certain size and shape and look this skin color to sort of shine in a campaign. And you're a true result of that because you are who you are and you have shined in every campaign that you've done. So that's so amazing. Apurva, is there a moment throughout the day when you truly feel you're fully present in that moment and you don't care about what's happening around you and it's just 100% Apurva Rampal?
It's always that moment every day.
You always
live. It's been 2 years that I'm feeling that it's me. I feel that moment every day, you know, every shoot. Even if someone says me, I'm fat, I'm this, I'm that. I'm like, okay, no problem. You wanted body positivity on your set, you took me. Now, if you don't believe in body positivity, what should I do? Agar aapko believe hi nahi ho raha, to aapko campaign karna hi nahi chahiye tha. But now you're doing it. Aapne mujhe bulaya. Now, peeche se I've been overheard. Ye kitni moti hai na, ye model kaise ban sakti hai? Model aise thodi na hote hain ye. So still I heard. But mujhe koi farak nahi padta. Now I'm like ki I don't care. Ab mujhe aise hota hai ki kuch nahi hota. In logo jitne you know jitne bhi log honge utna hi woh hota hai aur utne hi log bolte hain.
That is so true.
So I don't care and I feel ki I'm above all of this. So I protect my peace. I used to become really affected by my surroundings, but put your peace first, love yourself enough to treat yourself. So now I don't care.
That is amazing. What you're saying is your every moment is like a Livaste moment. You're living it fully and you don't care about what others.
And when you protect your peace, you can balance your emotions and manage relationship and stressful situations effectively.
So this will also help you develop your self-confidence and come to terms with yourself that you can achieve your inner peace and, you know, cultivate more positive attitude towards your life.
This is so cool, Apurva. Thank you so much for sharing all these experiences. And thank you so much for being a true example of how to live Aaste. Like, haters are going to hate, and you have just truly, like,
exactly
been through all of this. And I would never forget this one part of the conversation that you were dismissed for being fair. I can't get over
it. Yes, I've been dismissed for being fair for almost 1 year.
Yeah. I think this is also like in our old podcast where the models came and said that they were dismissed for being dark. We need to plug in this particular conversation there as well, because there is no winning. And the
exactly
only thing what I've learned from you is self-confidence. That's only
self-confidence.
There is no right shape, size, color, race, life.
Exactly.
It's all about self-confidence.
Exactly.
Well, this has been a complete pleasure, Apurva. I'm taking too many learnings from this one.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much
for your time. And I'm so glad to meet somebody like you who's fully confident.
Thank you so much.
About everything, not just who you are, but everything that you touch is so filled with confidence. And that's amazing. And guys,
if
you want to see the true girl with curves, you have to visit apurva.rampal, which is apurva.rampal on her Instagram, and we'll also plug in at the end of the podcast. Until next time, Apurva, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you so much for having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that conversation was worth the wait.
Yeah, really. Every time I record these podcasts, I feel like we bond so much with the person who comes on board because all the conversations are so deep and all these women are just absolute rock stars. And the men on this season have been super cool as well. Nothing against them.
Yeah, they are all just so open to sharing their past experiences and what made them who they are today. It feels like we're a part of their journey.
Yeah, and I'm kind of feeling sad that the podcast is ending because, you know,
hey, podcast is not ending, it's the season that's ending.
I stand corrected. I'm feeling sad that the season is ending because, you know, it really inspires us to like speak to people who live Aaste and have so much to resonate with these inspiring women.
Yeah, and guys, all good things don't come to an end, because while this podcast season 4 is ending, we'll be back very, very soon before you miss us with season 5. Obviously, we can't leave you here alone.
See you guys soon. Until then, I hope there's not too much rushing, not too much stress, and hope you guys are all taking breaks.
Yeah, guys, see you soon. Until then, join us on various events through the Aaste tribe. Learn more about it on our community page and Live Aaste.
Bye. See you.
Bye.